Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is season 1, episode 4. So in this episode, I'm mainly going to be talking about depression and like suicide, because this ummah, I feel like, is the most depressed, if that makes sense. So I know a lot of people that are struggling with depression, anxiety, and all that sad stuff. So I'm going to give you guys advice on what to do and why you are going through depression or any other hardship that you might be going through. So let's get talking about it. Now, I know that I can't speak for everyone when I say why they are depressed or why they are suicidal, because that's someone else's story that I don't know about. But I know, like, a few of the main reasons why this does happen or why this does occur. And let me just tell you, all of the reasons that you fall into depression is because none of you guys listen. Like, no one listens to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The main reasons why this ummah is depressed or like just so down and like it's not like the same anymore, I guess you could say, is because of haram relationships, being heartbroken, just basically getting betrayed, I guess. That doesn't certainly have to be by like someone they loved, but like by friends, I guess, family, because they can betray you too. And I mean, the main reasons is because of every little thing that Allah has made haram, you guys choose to go after it. And then in the end, you ask, oh, why did this happen to me? Like, why am I going through this? Because you did something that Allah told you not to do. He warned you about it and you still did it. And here you are thinking, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why I'm going through this. Yes, you do. You're going through this for a reason and you know why. It's your fault. Don't blame Allah for anything, because He warned you and you decided to disobey Him and go against what He has written for us in the Quran. And that's something that we need to understand about, because whenever something just happens in our life, like a situation we're put in, we are so quick to judge Allah for the fact that He made us in this situation, because He is the all-knowing and like the all-controlling of the heavens and the earth. But that doesn't certainly mean that He had something to do with it all along. You and the events that you caused led up to it. Like, if that makes any sense. Whatever you, the choices you make, you wrote out your own destiny. Think about that. The ones that are like the most depressed are the ones that are not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depression usually happens when someone is far away from Allah. You're not in His presence and you're just far away from your religion. You're far away from your deen. That's why so many people are depressed, because they don't have Allah in their life. They literally think that missing their prayers, not making dua, istighfar, and just basically praying on time, they think they can get away with it and that their life will go smoothly. No. Trust me, you're going through this because Allah wants you to get closer to Him. That's why we are put through tests. He knows what we're capable of. He knows what we can handle and what we can't. So whatever you're going through, you can handle it. That's the amount you can handle. So take the pain as an honor, because honestly, you're Muslim, so keep your head up. This is an honor. If pain and tests and trials and hardships, if they weren't the biggest blessings in disguise, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to His most beloved creation? You have got to realize that every test, there's blessings behind it. They teach us lessons. If the pain brings you back to Allah, then that's a blessing in disguise. That's what every individual who's going through pain and suffering needs to realize. The point of suffering is not that Allah wants to punish us, but it's
rather a calling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O my slave, come back to your Lord. O my slave, this is a reminder for you that I want to bring you back to me. While we are calling and texting each other, the calling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes through trials. He calls us 5 times a day, and yet some of us are quote-unquote busy. Why do we miss our salah? When we know that the salah is the most important thing in Islam, that's the most important pillar, why do we forget that salah is the one main thing that will get us into Jannah? Why do we keep forgetting that? Another thing, yes, suicide is haram. I feel like if suicide was not haram, we would have lost a lot of our Muslim brothers and sisters. And like, the thing is, we think that taking our own life is like the easy solution. It's like the easier path, I guess, to ease. But taking your life or cutting yourself or any of that, that's not what's gonna help you. That's not healing you. You're just making things worse for yourself. But I mean, suicide is haram, but making someone else, like making someone else's life miserable to the point that they want to take their own life, is also very haram. So we need to think about the actions and the words we as humans say to others, because everything that you do and say can take someone to a very dark place. So just please watch what you say, and if it's not something nice, then keep your mouth shut. Kindness goes a long way, and you never know. When you're kind to someone, you could actually save someone's life. So here's a deep thought. Have you ever thought about when you were kind to someone, you could have saved their life that day? You never know what someone's going through. Everyone has their own battles in their life. You don't know their stories. You've heard of something about that, but you don't know the actual story behind it. So don't judge a book by its cover, and just don't jump to a conclusion. If you didn't hear it from them, then don't believe it. Because how are you going to believe someone that gave you the backup source when the main source hasn't said anything about it? Think about that. Be smart, okay? That's common sense, first of all, but it is what it is, I guess. Anyways, we forget to remember that Allah has written us a happy ending. Every single one of us, we all have a happy ending. So basically, we just need to trust Allah and have patience, because He is the best of planners. Alright guys, I think that's it for this episode. So basically, just think of the pain as an honor, because it actually really is though. So just keep your head up and just know that you're Muslim, and alhamdulillah, that's a big, big blessing. So take it as an honor, because Allah tests His most strongest soldiers. So you're the most loved by Allah. If you get a test, everyone is gonna go through a test. Let me just tell you that. If you're not going through a test right now, eventually you will, because what's pain without happiness? Exactly. Jazakallah for watching this episode, and whatever that you are going through, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier on you. Ameen. If you're going through depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, or any of that that I have mentioned in this episode, then I pray that you find happiness real, real soon. Ameen. And may Allah guide us all. Ameen. Until next time, Huda Hafiz.